إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in an oft-quoted verse in the Qur'an, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. That verily Allah and the angels send their salat upon the Nabi. So O you who believe, you as well, send your salat upon him and send your salam as well. Abu Mas'ud Uqba ibn Amir came up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah, Allah has commanded us to send salat and to say salam to you. As for saying salam, we know how to do it. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. How should we send salat upon you? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say. And then he gave the famous what is called Salah Ibrahimiyya, which we all learn as children. And we say each and every day in our lives at least 15 times. At least 15 times if we are regularly praying. If not more than this. And we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. And so in today's short khutbah, I will remind myself and all of you of the profound meanings of this regular dhikr that we do. I'll remind myself and all of you of why we send salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are some of the blessings? What are some of the meanings? And why this ritual is so important? What are some of the barakahs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives as we send salat and salam? And what are the occasions that we are expected to send salat upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So what does the phrase Allahumma salli ala Muhammad mean? The word salli, of course, is from salah. And the meaning of salah, actually the linguistic meaning of salah, is to call out, to invoke. So salah actually means the same in Arabic as dua or da'a. And da'a means to call out. But it especially means, when we say dua, it means to call out with reverence. So that's why when we make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, grant me a child. Ya Allah. So this is a dua with ta'abbud, with ubudiyya, with worship. It's a dua with reverence and humility. But the word salah is to invoke, to call out. So when Allah says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, Allah's salah is, what does it mean? Our scholars have said it means many things. Number one, it means to mention the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah mentioning the name of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is exalting his honor. Allah mentioning his name in front of the angels. Al-Bukhari has in his sahih to Abu al-Ariya, the student of Ibn Abbas. He said, Allah's salah upon the Rasul is his mentioning and praising of his name in front of the angels. Number two, Allah's salah is his rahmah, Allah's mercy. Number three, Allah's salah is his maghfirah, Allah's forgiveness. And number four, Allah's salah is to raise the ranks. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. So to raise his ranks higher and higher in Jannah. So when we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, we are incorporating all of these meanings. That, oh Allah, mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, praise him in front of the angels. Oh Allah, forgive his sins. Oh Allah, shower him with your mercy. And oh Allah, raise his ranks higher and higher and higher. Now notice, we ask Allah to send his salat upon the Nabi. We directly do not praise the Nabi, saying, Ya Nabi, you are praiseworthy. as much as we ask Allah to send His salah. Why? Well, because obviously, what is our praise compared to the praise of Allah? Of what value is to me as a mortal to utter praise be to you, or you are worthy of praise? Infinitely more is if Allah sends His thana and hamd to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, who better to praise the best of creation than the best of creators? Who better to praise the best of creation than the best of creators? As well, who else can forgive and grant mercy other than Allah? Because of the meanings of salah is what? To forgive and to grant mercy. Who else can raise the ranks? Allah is the muqaddim and the mu'akhir. Allah raises up and Allah lowers down. Allah is the khafid and the basit. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives and the one who takes. So who better to ask than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, send your salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Now, we've all mentioned in our seerah classes that we've done here that the name Muhammad itself, what does it mean? Muhammad is from Humida fahuwa Muhammad. Muhammad is from the one who is praised. So Muhammad, literally the linguistic meaning of the name Muhammad is what? The one who is praised continuously. So when we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, oh Allah, praise the one who is continuously praised. This is one of the ways to translate. So the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam itself incorporates that he is worthy of being praised. And that is because no other creation in human history has been praised both qualitatively and quantitatively like our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not a single second goes by in this world except that hundreds of millions of people are sending their salat upon the Prophet at any given instance. What greater human is there who has been more praised and more beloved in human history than our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And then of course on the day of judgment, all of the creation will praise him in the Maqam al-Mahmud that I've mentioned many times, and we'll mention it very briefly again later on in this khutbah as well. So we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, mention the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of the angels, praise him, send your mercy, your forgiveness, raise his ranks. Wa ala Ali Muhammad, and upon the Al of Muhammad. Who is the Al? What does Al mean? Well, there are two interpretations of Al. The first is that Ala is shortened of Ahl, and Ahl is family. And the second is that Ala is from the verb Ala Ya'ulu, to go back to support. So it means supporters. So the first meaning would be, and upon the family of Muhammad. And the second meaning, and upon the supporters of Muhammad. And as is usual, both meanings are implied and intended. By one word, two meanings are implied. Oh Allah, as well, send your maghfirah, send your rahmah, raise the ranks of mention with your mercy and your grace and your blessings, the family and the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the family of Muhammad is two categories. Number one is the Banu Hashim. The overall, the Banu Hashim, that is Al al-Bayt. And number two is the Dhurriya, or the progeny, and especially the progeny to Ali and Fatima radiallahu anhu, because Ali is Banu Hashim, and of course Fatima is the daughter. So when we say, send your blessings upon the Al of Muhammad, we mean the family, because we believe that no doubt, being related to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a virtue for the one who is virtuous in and of himself. The one who has no virtue, being related, will not benefit. But the one who is righteous and holy, being related to the Prophet makes him even more righteous and holy. We believe this, yes. But we also believe the one who is not righteous, the one who doesn't do any good, it doesn't matter that he is related to anybody. You can be the son of a prophet like Nuh's son. You can be the father of a Nabi like Ibrahim's father. Doesn't mean anything. if you are not righteous, if you are not mu'min muttaqi. But if you are mu'min, you are muttaqi, then there's no question that having a relationship with the Rasul is nurun ala nur, blessedness upon blessedness. So when we say wa ala ali Muhammad, we mean the family, and that means the Banu Hashim and also the descendants. And we also mean the supporters. And who are the supporters? All of us. And the entire ummah is of the al of Muhammad in terms of supporters. So when we make that dua, we are actually making a dua for ourselves as well. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. And we, all of us, the entire ummah, is the al, the supporters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And no doubt, the more righteous a person is, the more share he or she will have of this dua. The more taqwa and iman a person has, the more Allah's salah will be upon that person. So we ask Allah to send His salat upon the Prophet Muhammad and upon the al of Muhammad. So notice as well, how did my maqam and your maqam get into this whole equation? Because we support the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's salah upon us is contingent upon our supporting His Rasul. You cannot be a believer without believing in His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no such thing as a Muslim who believes in Allah but does not believe in the Messenger. That's not Islam. Obedience to the Messenger, love of the Messenger, reverence of the Messenger, defending the Messenger is equivalent to belief in Allah. You cannot have one without the other. So therefore, Allah's maghfirah on us is because we are the Al Muhammad. We are the supporters of Muhammad. Any Muslim who dares, astaghfirullah, reject the Prophet as a source of law, as a source of Islam, as a source of being followed, is no longer a Muslim. How is this Islam? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have raised your ranks. Ibn Abbas said, never is Allah mentioned except that the Rasul is mentioned right after him. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. الحمد لله والصلاة على رسول الله. We always join the two together in terms of their reverence, in terms of their obedience. Whoever obeys the Messenger has obeyed Allah. وَمَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. And therefore, our maghfirah and rahmah and Allah's thana on us will be because we support His Messenger. وَعَلَىٰ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. As you have done the same to Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. Now, this is problematic for some people. This phrase is problematic. Why? Because we firmly believe that our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a higher maqam than Ibrahim. Even though the two of them have the highest maqam in all of humanity. Right? We believe the two of them have the highest. The two of them have been chosen as Khalil. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَنِي خَلِيلًا كَمَا اتَّخَذَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Hadith Rawahu Bukhari. Allah has chosen me as His Khalil. And Khalil means a confidant. Khalil means a close friend. Khalil means somebody that has been chosen to have a relationship that is unique. That's a Khalil. And so Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen two people in the history of mankind to be Khalil, and that is Ibrahim and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet we also know that no doubt the both of them are very, very respected, but our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one level even above his father Ibrahim. We know this because of so many ahadith. We know this because of the Quran. We know this because of the hadith of the Shafa'a, the hadith of Maqab al-Mahmud. We know this from mutawatir narrations in the hadith. So then how can we say, oh Allah, send your salat upon Muhammad ﷺ, who is higher, just like you sent your salat upon Ibrahim, who is, compared to our Prophet ﷺ, a little bit lower. You understand the problem here. This is a theological problem. Now, a number of scholars have attempted to respond to this. Ibn al-Qayyim has many responses. Ibn al-Qayyim has a response, and he says that this can be understood by recognizing that Ibrahim alayhi salam was the father of hundreds of prophets. all prophets after Ibrahim were his own children. Is it not the case, right? Amongst them is Musa and Dawood and Sulaiman and Isa and Yahya, and the names go on and on and on. Quite literally, every prophet that came after the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is from his children. Now, how many prophets after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Zero. So, when we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ala Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. So the Al of Ibrahim has in it hundreds of prophets. And the Al of Muhammad has in it no prophets. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then his followers, no prophets. So when you look at the barakah and the khair and the good of all of these prophets, including Ibrahim, we are asking, oh Allah, that magnificent share, give it to, and of course, wa'ala kama salaita ala Ibrahim wa'ala ali Ibrahim. Now the ali Ibrahim also includes not only his family, but his followers, those who admire him, those who respect him. So the ali Ibrahim includes Musa and the followers of Musa. It includes the Jews that were righteous, the Christians that were righteous. The largest ummas other than Islam have been the ummah of Musa and the ummah of Isa. So we are saying, oh Allah, and other ummas, by the way, not just these two. Every ummah after Ibrahim was from his, right? So we are saying, oh Allah, all of these prophets, give the Prophet ﷺ their barakah. And all of these ummas, give his ummah their barakah. So what we have here is lots of prophets and lots of ummas, they're being concentrated to one prophet and one ummah. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد. And oh Allah, send your barakah. Now what does barakah mean? Barakah means to increase the beneficial utility, to increase the benefit, to increase the blessings, to increase the good. As Allah says of Ibrahim, وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ إِسْحَاقِ. And we blessed him and we blessed Ishaq. And Allah says of Isa alayhi salam, وَجْعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ. Allah is the one who has made me blessed wherever I may be. So Allah is, we are asking Allah Azza wa Jal that, oh Allah, make Muhammad and the Ali Muhammad have barakah. Barik, give them barakah. And subhanallah, how has Allah responded to this dua? The both of them, the Prophet Muhammad and the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, they are the only ones who have the status of Khalil. The both of them are eternally associated with the greatest house of worship, and that is the Kaaba. Ibrahim built it and the Prophet ﷺ purified it and rebuilt it. The both of them are role models for the largest groups of mankind, both in quantity and in quality. The both of them are the most revered figures in human history. The both of them are associated with monotheism like no other human being. And the both of them have legacies and followers and admirers and praisers until the day of judgment. No two human beings are similar to these two. Their barakah, their legacy, their barakah, their khair, their good is the largest quantitatively and the holiest qualitatively. The both of them, there's no comparison to them. And so this is the barakah. وَبَارِكْ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا بَارَكْتَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمٍ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. You, O Allah, are the Hamid and the Majid. So we finish the Salah Ibrahimiyya by two of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Hamid and the Majid. And these are both names that are mentioned in the Quran, and they are Quranic names and they are well-known names of Allah. The Hamid is the one who is worthy of ultimate praise, of ultimate hamd. Alhamdulillah, because he is Hamid. Hamid is the one who deserves to be praised for who he is. Hamid is the one who is praiseworthy regardless of what he has done to us or not. He is praiseworthy in and of himself. So when we end Salah Ibrahimiyya with Hamid, innaka Hamid, we are sending two clear messages. Number one, no doubt our Prophet ﷺ is the best of the creation and the leader of the children of Adam, and he is worthy of being praised. But Allah is the source of praise. We don't compare between the two. The Rasul is makhluq and Allah is khaliq. The Rasul is praised by Allah, but the source of praise and the one who does not need to be praised because he is praiseworthy is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if no one praised him, Allah would still be Hamid. He doesn't need our hamd. The source of hamd and the origin of hamd and the one who's worthy of hamd is Allah. And of course, number two, when we say innaka hamid, oh Allah, you are Hamid, so it is as if we are asking the Hamid to praise Muhammad. Because what better hamd from Hamid to Muhammad? What better hamd than the hamd of Al-Hamid to Muhammad? If you understand the Arabic here, right? Al-Hamid is the one who is worthy of being praised. Muhammad, the one who is praised. So the Hamid's hamd of Muhammad is the greatest hamd imaginable. Think of the Arabic here, right? The Hamid's hamd of Muhammad. That's why we end the dua, innaka hamid, and then majid. In Arabic, majid means the one full of majesty. The one full of grandeur. The one who is grandiose. So Allah is Al-Majid. He bestows majesty. He raises ranks. He is the one who tu'izzu man tasha. He is the one who gives izzah, gives majd. And we want our Prophet ﷺ to have that majd. And so what better way to finish our dua than by reminding ourselves that the source of majesty and the source of hamd is Allah, and Allah is the one who bestows, and Allah is worthy of it, and Allah is the one who has chosen our Rasul ﷺ to be Muhammad. You see, Allah's hamd and Allah's hamid, being hamid, is independent of the creation. But our Prophet ﷺ became Muhammad because Al-Hamid chose him to be Muhammad. There's a big difference between the two. Our Prophet ﷺ is Muhammad because Al-Hamid chose him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ. Allah chose these people. So the Hamid chooses who is Muhammad. And the other way around does not apply, because Allah is Hamid regardless of the creation, and Allah is Majid regardless of the creation. And as for the blessings of the salawat, that is even an entire khutbah, but I'll just very briefly summarize it for the first khutbah. As for the blessings of the salawat, many are the treatises, many are the articles and the books that have been written. Of them is that, of the blessings of the salawat, is that, as our Prophet ﷺ said, when we ask Allah to send one salah, Allah sends 10 upon us. When we ask Allah to send one salah upon the Prophet ﷺ, then Allah sends 10 upon us. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever sends one salah upon me, 10 good deeds will be written for him, 10 sins erased, and 10 ranks in Jannah raised up, reported in Musnad Imam Ahmad. So 10 sins forgiven, 10 good deeds written, and 10 ranks raised in Jannah. As well, we learn from the hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b that the Prophet ﷺ told him that if you continue to send your salat upon me, إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ وَتُغْفَرُ ذُنُوبُكْ, your worries and your griefs will be erased away and your sins forgiven. So brothers and sisters, next time your heart is grieving you, next time you have a pain, physical or spiritual, next time there's a social problem, next time you're worried about any issue, send salat upon the Prophet ﷺ, because our Prophet ﷺ explicitly said, when you send your salat upon me, your ham, your worries, your problems will be dissolved away. Of the blessings of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will hear our name. He will know our name. Our name will be presented to him. Angels have been assigned by Allah, whose sole purpose is to tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are sending salat upon him. So what better blessing is there that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will hear, so and so is sending salat upon you, so and so is sending salat upon you. And that is why it is not surprising of the blessings of sending salat upon the Prophet ﷺ. He said in an authentic hadith, the people who will be closest to me on the day of judgment are those who send the most salat upon me. Subhanallah, we're establishing a relationship with the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam by sending salat upon him. So the ones who will be closest will be the ones who send the most salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are many other blessings as well. Of them is that the shafa'a of the Prophet ﷺ will become obligatory. Of them is that the path to Jannah will be made easy. So many other blessings as well. We conclude the first khutbah by that beautiful verse that Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions to the Prophet Ibrahim upon the angels that came to visit him. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh alaykum ahlal bayt innahu hamidun majid. Allah's mercy and Allah's rahmah be upon you, O ahlal bayt. And this is for Ibrahim, and it is also by hadith for our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verily Allah is hamidun majid. Barakallahu li wa lakum fi al-Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi al-ayat wa dhikr al-hakim. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfiru al-azim li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin li kulli dhanbin fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Can ask the brothers to move forward. We're already packed in the back. When is salat given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When are the times that we're supposed to send our salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Again, this is an entire khutbah, but we'll just very briefly summarize for the second. I'll mention only six or seven. Number one, at the end of salah, every salah finishes with what? Tashahud and Salah Ibrahimiyyah. And the stronger position of the schools of Islamic law, it is wajib, it is obligatory in the salah, when you finish the salah, to send the tashahud, to send the salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, in the funeral prayer, the second takbir, the first takbir is the Fatiha, the second takbir is the salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to the majority, this is also obligatory. Number three, most of the madahib have said that no khutbat al-jumu'ah and no khutbat al-eid is valid without two conditions. Number one, praising Allah, and number two, sending salat upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why every khatib in every single corner of the globe, in every single khutbah, has to mention the salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we shall also conclude this khutbah with. Number four, on or after the adhan, and our Prophet ﷺ said, whoever makes the dua of shafa'ah for me after the adhan, my shafa'ah becomes obligatory for him. And as a part of that, we ask Allah's salah upon the Prophet ﷺ. Number five, on Fridays, all day Friday. Today is Friday, every Friday. Hadith in Abu Dawood, our Prophet ﷺ said, the best of your days is Friday. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيْهِ. So increase your salat upon me. We should make it a habit, brothers and sisters. Every Friday, we should be conscious every Friday that we increase the quality and the quantity of our salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number six, when we make dua to Allah. It is narrated that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard somebody make dua, and the man simply asked Allah, "Oh Allah, do this for me." And the Prophet said, the man has been hasty. This dua is not responded to. So they said, what should we do, O Messenger of Allah, when we make dua? He said, when one of you makes dua, let him praise Allah and let him send salat upon me, and then let him ask what he wants. So in every dua, when we raise our hands, it is sunnah. It is sunnah to also send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are other times as well, when we enter and exit the masjid, when we do Hajj and Umrah on Safa and Marwa, and in fact every single gathering. In one hadith in Muslim Imam Ahmad, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, never do a group of people come together in which Allah and His Messenger are not mentioned, except that that gathering will be a source of regret for them on the Day of Judgment. Never do a group of people, here it means Muslims, whenever they come together, there should be some mentioning of Allah's praise and salat upon the Prophet, or else that gathering will be of no value. So it's going to regret, well, I wasted my time, I didn't do anything. So every gathering, there should be at least, and that's why there's kafaratul al-majlis, right? Where we, at the end, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we send salat upon the messenger. And last, but definitely not least, brothers and sisters, is every single time we hear his name mentioned. And I want to conclude my second khutbah with this point, because wallahi it is distressing. Wallahi it is distressing to see that Muslims hear the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they just sit there and they stare as if they have heard nothing. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do you know who the most miserly, the most stingy person is? They said, who? He said, the one, when my name is mentioned, he does not send salat upon me. Do you want to be stingy? Do you want the Prophet to consider you to be stingy? What do you lose when you hear the name of the Rasul that you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad? This is the one whom the Prophet said, if he doesn't do it, he is the stingiest. And the hadith in Bukhari that we mention every single Ramadan, you know, when he climbed the minbar and he said, Ameen, 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 right? We always mention it for Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr. What was the third one? What was the third one? Jibreel said to him that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, anyone who hears your name and does not send salat upon you, let him be distance away. Say Ameen. So he said Ameen. Brothers and sisters, Every time we hear the name of the Habib, the Mustafa, the Sayyidu Waladi Adam, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should make it our habit, ingrain it in our lives and our culture, that we never hear the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name, except that we verbalize. And this is, by the way, even during the khutbah. Our scholars say, yes, you're supposed to be quiet during the khutbah, but when you hear the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name, then in this case, you are supposed to say in an audible way, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the final time is every single time of the day and night. You don't need an excuse to send salat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us of those who love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a genuine love, and who follow his sunnah, and who send salat and salam upon him the way that he deserves. Allahumma inni da'in fa'amminu. Allahumma la tad'a fi hadha al-yawm bi dhanban illa ghafarta, wa la hamman illa farajta, wa la daynan illa qadayta, wa la maridan illa shafayta, wa la asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma aghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu, rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Allahumma a'izz al islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al islam wal muslimin. Allahumma man aradana aw arada al islam wal muslimin bi su'in faj'ghilhu bi nafsihi waj'al tadmirahu fi tadbirihi ya qawi ya aziz. Ibadallah, إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.